Good morning, everybody. I'm Leslie Ann.
Hi, Leslie Ann. I'm Big Chuck. You know, Leslie, I think that when warm weather comes and grass sprouts, there are a lot of people, I know in my audience there are a lot of people whose mind starts to wander towards gardening.
Oh, yeah. I'm one of them.
Are you one of them?
Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
So do you plant flowers or food?
Both.
You do?
Not much in the way of food, just a small garden.
Yeah.
Very small.
Are
like
you
6x2.
Yeah. Are you really into it?
I do love fresh veggies, and it's really
all right, so what would
low
I
maintenance, so it's pretty easy to
do. What would I find in your food garden?
You'd find tomatoes. You'd definitely find lots of lettuce. I've grown eggplant, some beans, some zucchini.
Now, tell me this.
Easy
Are
stuff.
Those foods easily tended, or are you out there every day weeding and bent all
no,
over?
No, I'm not weeding.
Cursing and the rodents. Get out of here, you rascal.
No, because it's covered over. Nothing can get
it's
into
covered.
It. So it's pretty low. It's pretty low maintenance.
All right. Well, then let me ask you this: how do you know when your lettuce is done?
It's exploding.
Do you judge
you
it by
know.
Size?
Yeah, I mean, I can tell when it's ready. Now, other stuff for me, I'm not an experienced vegetable gardener.
I've
at
often
all.
Wondered that.
I've done it a few years, and that's it. So I'm sort of guessing. I'll do some online research and find out when to pick.
Yeah, because like an eggplant can grow like to be 75
yeah.
feet long.
Depends on the variety.
Weigh 195 pounds. So at what point do you say the eggplant's done?
Yeah.
And Mark says, no,
yeah,
it's
right.
not. Give it another 6 months.
I look it up online for the variety.
You do. So
yeah.
You're bent over in the garden with your garden gloves on, your laptop open
yeah, right.
next to you. Do you have bug problems in your garden?
Not
Or gophers
well,
or deer?
Occasionally, but I do have netting that goes over.
Oh, I see.
So I can keep them out.
Because if I remember correctly, you used to have a problem with deer.
Oh, yeah.
Do you
they
still?
Love. Oh, yeah. They come right through my front yard so, every single night.
Every single night they do.
Or day.
And when you first moved in, it was like, oh, Mark,
yeah, now
get
it's
the
like,
kids
get
quick.
The heck
get
out
the kids and the camera. Look, there's deer on the front
yeah.
yard. Now it's like
they poop
get
everywhere.
The gun. Yeah.
And they eat everything.
Yeah.
It's
not fun.
They're a bit of a menace. Although I still do enjoy seeing them, I have to say.
Yeah.
I'm a little sentimental.
Yeah. So do you have you tried any home remedies?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you have. What are they?
I'm like the expert of how not to scare away deer. I had the sprays, like the hot pepper nasty spray that you spray on your plants,
on your
deer away.
Oh,
they call
really?
It. That's way too much maintenance, and they'll eat anything once. So, the other thing I tried is I had a motion sensor on a hose. It looked like a bird, like a crow, for example. And I would hook this thing up to my hose, which
oh,
was turned on.
Word.
So anytime this thing detected motion, it would spray 180 degrees, like a giant, like a super powered
yeah.
sprinkler at, you know, and hopefully scare away the deer.
And this was like $3,000 or $4,000?
No, it was like,
oh,
I don't know, $20, we'll say.
Did
I have
it
no idea.
Work?
But it was great. But when the wind blew,
it detected,
and the leaves on the trees were swaying, yeah, it would go off all the time.
So you'd be out there walking, and all of a sudden,
yeah.
no, there's no deer.
Yeah,
it
worked,
Mark,
but
it
worked a little
off.
Too well. And the other thing is, I had to get rid of it. And you know why I had to get rid of it? Because one day, my mother-in-law, my in-laws were visiting.
And it detected them.
Guess what? My mother-in-law. Needless to say, it was our relationship was a little strained oh. for a bit after that.
Well, now let me ask you this. I would assume that now that you are a dog owner, that the deer would be fewer and far between. Because
oh,
they. I'm sure your dog barks.
Yes.
And barks when he knows
and
there's deer.
And I've seen my dog react. We just put up fencing. So now we have our backyard fenced in with the dog, finally. So I've been able to view the dog looking at the deer. Guess what the reaction is?
Yawn, go back to bed.
Yep.
Yep.
Nothing.
Well, I asked you that because I am not a gardener. I've never planted anything. However, I've just got this thing in my mind. It's like my favorite vegetable is lettuce.
Oh, that's right. You love your lettuce.
I love lettuce. I can go home and just grab a handful of lettuce off of a head and chew it, you know. I love salad. I like the wedge salad is my favorite thing on a menu and all. And I thought, you know, I'm going to go home and I'm going to plant 15 heads of lettuce.
That's a lot of lettuce.
It is a lot of lettuce?
Yeah, you don't want that much. Although, if you go through lettuce.
Yeah. And I just wondered if it was worth it, or should I just go to the store?
I think it's worth it. I think it's tasty. It's fresh. There's nothing like fresh vegetables.
Yeah.
And you know there's no pesticides on the stuff.
Yeah. And I want to grow the dressings. It's easy. I want to grow the dressings next to it, the Italian, the balsamic vinegar, which nobody knows what that is. Right? And all of that. All right. Well, let's go grow something.
I can't wait to see your lettuce.
I'll bring it in. We'll have lettuce tomorrow morning. All right, Les. Back to work.
Back to work.